With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to be joined now once again by Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And coach, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Happy to be here. Happy talking about football and get some meaningful games here soon.
Last we talked, it was prior to Thanksgiving when I talked with all of the coaches about what Thanksgiving Day game meant. And at that point, Dan, you know, we weren't sure if there was going to be a fall too. But in retrospect, you look back at the winter season that the kids had all over the conference and the North Shore, really, basketball, hockey, and so on. They did a really good job, and I'm wondering, are they bringing that healthy attitude into, we can't call it camp, but into your preseason workouts?
Well, absolutely. You know, and I think if they've learned anything, you know, from missing summer fall one, is that, you know, this is important on the urgency and what we're talking about in terms of safety, that they're really taking the steps and the procedures seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting to have a season, you know, that little bit of a taste in their mouth now during the winter, that they're understanding that, you know, it can be done and things can go the way that they want as long as they're willing to put in the work, not just on the field but off the field as well. And that's really encouraging. I've been really impressed with, you know, how serious our kids are taking safety and are making sure that, you know, they're one another really are doing the things that we're asking them and that they're required to do.
What do you have to change, coach, in terms of preparation with respect to the fact that the kids didn't have their normal workout routines? You didn't have the summer running. I don't know how the weight program went, because I don't even know if you could get into the school. So what adjustments are you and they are you having to make?
Well, we were fortunate enough in that the city and the school and our athletic director, Brian LaFada, were all on board and making sure that we were able to offer our kids something. And, you know, what we did is we had to think outside the box a little bit, and I'm very fortunate to have an athletic director that was with me and on board with that, and a coaching staff as well. We actually moved the weight room equipment out underneath the bleachers of Newell Stadium. So we were lifting outdoors for all of October, all of November, and a little bit into December. Now, it was cold out there, and the kids showed up every day, and we're lifting weights, but we were outside. So things just a little bit different there. The one thing we are noticing as we've been at practice here for about a week or two is the inability for us to get onto the board, and the dry erase boards and the chalkboard, and talk and teach some of these things has proven a little bit difficult. We've been Zooming. We've got, you know, things up online for the kids to watch on their own and tutorials and things like that. But really getting all together in one room isn't an option. But getting, you know, together at home and Zooming and trying to teach the concept of what we're trying to do has been one of the more difficult things for us, especially some of our younger kids or kids that are new to the program.
Yeah, that's interesting. What about a day like today? I mean, you know, football is meant to be played in Massachusetts from, you know, late August through early December. But a day that we're recording this on, the wind chill outside is, you know, about minus 15 at the moment. So what kind of adjustments do you make? Because the MIAA has, they requires you to do so many days outside of practice, don't they?
Yeah, and, you know, the MIAA is understanding what's going on right now and that we are in a little bit of different times. And, you know, whether it's, you know, virtual Zooms that are taking place at practice or virtual conditionings, you know, we've got that nice big field house there inside. We're going to practice inside today because as a coach, you really got to measure and gauge what's the most important part. What are your kids going to get out of being inside versus outside? And in my opinion, as a player and as a coach, on a day like today, obviously, you know, I could teach anything I wanted to outside, but my students and my kids, my attention span, they're going to be focused on how cold they are right now. So we're actually going to move practice inside in hopes that we can make it a much more meaningful teaching day for our kids.
All right. When the season gets underway, Coach, we'll talk, I think, individually about the players, the kids you have coming back and so on. I think it's a little early to do that at the moment. But looking at the schedule, it's an interesting schedule. Looks like it's about half home, half away. And you will be playing some of your traditional rivalries. And I noticed that Winthrop is back on the schedule.
Yeah, you know, the split in the conference is, again, with the departure of the two Lynn schools, is looking more like a true student enrollment type split down the conference size. And, you know, we got Winthrop back, Saugus, who we played last year, but was in the consolation round, Salem, that we did not see last year, Peabody, Beverly, and Swampscott, and of course Danvers, all teams that we did see last year. So we're excited to play the teams that we're playing. We feel like it's going to be a fun and exciting season. And the most important part, man, is just the kids are getting to play, and they're going to get together and you know, for our seniors, they're going to get to play that one last football season. And for our younger kids, it's not going to be a complete full year plus off that they're going to miss out on.
I think finally, Dan, let me ask you, I don't want to ask it in a negative way, instead of saying what do you have to cut off here because of the 2 weeks preparation, but what are some of the things that you will be emphasizing, maybe in terms of offense or defense? And even before, then I'll have one more question after that. But, in other words, in terms of preparation, I'm sure you're going to have to rely on some of your experienced kids to help the younger kids come along, both on offense and defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important part is, you know, we spent the first week really just refining the small things and hope that the big things come together. And, you know, as a coaching staff, where our job and our task is in a short amount of time to figure out what our kids are good at. And, you know, not trying to put the square into the circular hole, you know, the square peg into the circular hole, and asking kids to do things that are uncomfortable for them or they're not just, you know, it doesn't fit their skill set. So we're trying to learn from what our kids are good at and hope that we can, you know, emphasize those things off or on the field and have a successful season and put them in positions that they can succeed in.
I think what's going to be interesting, Dan, is that having this spring football, I think that's going to bode well, I think, for all the schools coming into August, I think, because it's going to be so fresh in the kids' memories and so on. So it could turn into a really good thing. Have you had any changes in your coaching staff? And maybe you could mention who they are.
Same staff as last year. John Fosbury, who's been with the program since I coached with Coach Cirilli back in 08. He came out right after college. 08. So he's been with us about 10, 12 years. He's gonna help us and call the offense for us this year. He's a really knowledgeable kid, former lineman under Paul and assistant coach under Tony for a long time. He's kind of done his due diligence and started as a freshman, worked his way up to the JV and helped me a lot last year in the calling of the offense. So this year he's gonna take that on. Drew Shares returns. He's been with us for a few years now. He is a very knowledgeable line coach, was a fantastic player when he was in school. Paul's got about 30 years of coaching experience, in-state, at Gloucester, college level. He's been kind of all over the place. He helps us. He returns. And Ben Goodhue is a teacher in Beverly. He was with us last year. Will help out on the secondary side of things. Again, another knowledgeable coach that's been all over. Noel Mitchell will help us out. He's a volunteer coach when he's got the time to come down and just add an extra set of eyes on the things that we're doing.
You know, Coach, when you talk about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, when you talk about a former student of mine having 30 years of experience coaching, man, that's killing me, I got to tell you. Because you guys are still kids to me, but damn, that's good. Dan, anything else you want to mention before I let you go here?
No, you know, we met with the parents, and I'm just like really excited and talking to the parents, and I just thank the parents who are completely on board and understanding of making sure that their sons and their kids are doing the things that they need to do. Because, you know, as I told them the other night, is I know I can watch them when they're at practice. I know they got their masks on. I know they're taking the safety procedures serious. It's really... We got to continue as a community and as a program to emphasize the safety measures when their kids aren't with us, and making sure that they're doing the things that they are supposed to be doing to keep each other safe, to keep one another safe, and hopefully break this pandemic that we've been in for so darn long.
Absolutely. As far as you know, are parents allowed to go to the games?
I believe the school is still working on determining exactly what the fans. Idea is going to look like. I hope so. You know, I feel terrible for the parents not to be able to. I know in other sports, you know, they've been able to at least attend home contests at limited capacity. but I haven't gotten final word on that yet. I think that's what we're hoping for.
All right, we'll figure it out, and we'll find out in a while. That is Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor.